You know what you look like right now?
Tell me.
You look like Nathan Drake.
Let's go.
Didn't eat for 2 months.
Fuck. We got to keep that in the pod.
So, if you live in Texas, which isn't a part of the Midwest, as we've recently learned.
Yeah, Nick just learned that. That was a wild conversation.
That was me. That was absolutely me. I'm the one who didn't know that Texas was part of the South, and not the Midwest. You're going to be seeing me and Daniel soon, because me and Danny have officially been invited to Comicpalooza.
Woo! Nick's doing jazz hands. That was exciting.
I just watched an episode of Queer Eye where they had a deaf guy. It was Queer Eye for a deaf guy. And Queer Eye for a deaf guy. And whenever they clapped, they did jazz hands.
Whoa, yeah, that's right. Because
you can't hear the claps.
No, I know.
Yeah, so you get it.
That's interesting to me. That you do.
It's a visual medium.
Well, right, but clapping is also visual, is it not?
It's just as in your face as jazz hands.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I wonder why.
It's probably just to be like, because they want it to be quiet. Who goddamn knows? Anyways, we're going to Comicpalooza.
I guess it's because the most annoying part of clapping is the sound it produces.
What? What do you mean? Uproarious applause?
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody who's never been clapped for, honestly.
You see? Maybe at Comicpalooza.
Well, you know, that's what I was about to say. So Comicpalooza, for those of you who don't know, is a convention in Houston, Texas, home of barbecue, cheating baseball teams, and that's about it. So me and Danny are going to be down in Houston, May 24th through the 26th, and we're doing, I think, 48 panels each?
Four to eight?
I think we're doing 48 each. I think the entire weekend is just going to be us.
Yeah, about sitting. We run it. Yeah, we're essentially running.
Yeah, so they want me and Danny to do three panels each. One alone one day and one together each day.
They want
and
us to do six each.
That's, no. Yeah. They want us to do six total.
Really?
Six total. I do a panel a day, you do a panel a day, we do a panel a day. So three panels a day from the two of us.
So both of us, though, are participating in six.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
No.
Why not? What do you mean?
I'd be doing four. You'd be doing four. We'd meet in the middle for two. No. What? I'm lost.
If I go to Comicpalooza.
Yes.
And I ignore your presence.
Yes.
How many panels am I doing?
Three.
Including the ones with you.
Six.
Okay, so we're each doing six.
Fuck, is it that?
Look, we'll be... Yeah, it's a lot. We'll be at Comicpalooza a lot. So come on down to Houston. It's going to be a boys' weekend because it's just Nick and I sharing a hotel room.
Oh, absolutely.
Nobody else.
They made it very clear to Daniel that...
He's not wanted.
He would not get his own hotel room. They said, we don't know if we'll have the budget for Danny to get a hotel room, so they should probably share one.
Yeah. They said, we don't know if we'll have the budget for Danny, let alone for a hotel room.
Mm-hmm. So we have, I believe, okay, so each of you do one individual and one together. You both do two individual panels per day. So I think it's a 3 day thing.
Yeah.
So
two panels per day, three days. That's six. Have you ever done a panel before?
No.
Wow. Yeah. You're going to have to prepare your tight five.
What do you mean by tight five?
You need a tight five.
Just come up, grab the mic. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen?
If you go in at a Colossal Con, the only two panels I've done, I started both panels with like 10 minutes of stand-up comedy.
Like a crowd work?
I do crowd work as well.
You're like, oh, look at this guy. He looks like Naruto runs to work. And I was like, oh, they said the thing.
You say it nice.
Oh, okay.
Bully the crowd.
Just look at them like, boo. All right, you're the ugliest. Stand up. Everyone's going to look at you.
Well, everyone in the room is going to be in cosplay. So crowd work is exceptionally easy.
True, I guess.
I also did like reactions. And so I made it kind of like a group thing where like people could kind of chime in and also react to what's going on.
Yeah.
If you come in with a tight five of stand-up material, it like lights up the whole crowd. What are you staring at?
I'm just making sure that Okay, I'm just making sure that we're still picking up on audio. Why do I need a tight five? I don't do stand-up comedy. I used to do stand-up comedy.
Well, then...
It's actually how I started my content career was stand-up comedy.
What better reason to do some stand-up comedy?
Like, hey, guys, we ready to talk about Naruto? And then it was like, yeah. And then I'm like, cool, let's do it. And then we do it.
They're going
to
eat them alive,
Why
folks.
Would they do that?
They're going to eat them alive.
They came to my panel. Why would they... All right, first off...
They want you to fail.
I have to fill three panels, right? Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to do something about Naruto, something about Hunter x Hunter, and then something about like being a successful YouTuber. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, here's how to succeed as a YouTuber. In 2024, yep. Right? Like, talk about, like, you know, thumbnail, title, SEO, like finding your voice, those kinds
of
things.
I'm gonna do one about how to be a successful YouTuber in 2011.
Yeah, which is like, you need, first off, comb over. Second off, handheld camcorder. Third off, there needs to be a slur in your name. Looking at you, Ryan Higa.
Yeah.
That's how you get it, baby. That's clout.
That's how you get it. Yeah. Yeah. Camcorder, spastic editing. Mm-hmm. Blackface. How you do it in 2011.
That's how you become the Canadian president, ladies and gentlemen. If Alex Trudeau can do it, so can I.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it'll be really fun.
So you're nervous about filling. You're like,
it's weird.
You're just going to react to three episodes of anime.
I know. I got to pick what anime, and also I got to see if they're like.
Just do Hazbin Hotel.
I've reacted to that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got. That's what I'm thinking too. Is
didn't they just do a new season or something?
No, it just came out.
Yeah, whatever.
It just started.
Oh no,
to
it's
exist.
Based off a thingy, right? It's based off like a. It's based off like a thing from the internet, right? Hazbin Hotel.
Like, I guess.
Kind of, right?
Kind of. They did a pilot, a YouTube pilot.
Yeah, and it was like really popular.
Yeah. And then Amazon like picked it up.
Gotcha.
And then there's a second show called Hell of a Boss.
Did
that's
they
only
animate
on
four
YouTube.
Episodes and then they were like, we're gonna wait until everyone stops talking about it and then we'll pick up the other four episodes? Or no, they didn't.
You're
do
right.
That.
I didn't watch Invincible. I forgot about it.
There are like three of the next episodes are out and I haven't seen a singular one of them.
Yeah. But no. Hell of a Boss comes out every like 3 months because it's like self-made YouTube show.
Okay.
So it's like, that's just a YouTube series, Hell of a Boss.
Is it?
But it connects.
Is it furries?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, it is.
Like, objectively furries.
Okay.
There are furry characters in it.
Okay.
In Hell of a Boss, not in Hazbin Hotel.
All right. If the furry bar, let's say the furry baseline is Beastars, right?
Right.
And let's say, so, it, like, this is a plus 10, minus 10 gradient.
Yeah.
So it's like Beastars is zero on the furry scale. Where's Hazbin Hotel?
Oh, Hazbin Hotel is, like, minus 10. It's, like, Tumblr energy as hell.
Okay.
But there's no furries in it.
Oh, but Hell of a Boss.
Hell of a Boss is Beastars minus 5.
Minus
well, yeah.
Less furry than
less
Beastars?
Furry. Because Beastars, they're all animals.
Oh, yeah, but okay.
There's one animal character in Hell of a Boss.
Gotcha.
But she is engaging in a lot of the episodes and a lot of romance stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, but that's Mike, because I feel like because they're actually animals and Beastars, it's less furry.
That's it's why so furry.
That's why,
in
I use it as, that's why I use it as a baseline.
What is very furry to you then? What's a Beastars plus 10?
Usually like a wolf with titties. Like a two foot wolf with titties and a big bushy tail.
I got news for you about Beastars.
Uh-huh.
It's all that.
They don't have titties!
What?
Did they?
Nick did not watch Beastars.
I watched
confirmed.
The first 8 episodes, then I got uncomfortable.
Episode 2, Haru's like borderline
but she's
naked.
She's a rabbit.
Yeah,
it's
with
different.
Tits, huge tits.
It's different.
Than a wolf?
No, it's not.
Did you not get to the wolf with tits? There's a love triangle. What is her name? Damn it.
Oh, the one
Juno.
Who likes Juno.
Yeah.
The one. Yeah. She's like, I want this older wolf. I got his mug. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
No, the more I'm thinking about it, it's furry coded.
It's not, it's just furry, it's just a furry show.
So if you want to see
it's not even
if
coded.
You want to see Danny, you want to see, oh, you know what I should do?
What
I should do your bit and you should do mine. Yeah, I should do, like,
I should just yap about Naruto.
Absolutely, and I'll do 45 tight minutes on, like, Hazbin Hotel.
I'm going to, like, show up, huge dick energy.
Oh, yeah.
Massive dick energy. I'll wear your tank top. I'll come
Beer,
out. Wear,
barbecue and freedom.
I'll
United
wear,
We Grill, baby. $6 from Walmart. Greatest t-shirt I own.
I'll wear your blue light glasses and I'll be like, I'm going to tell you guys about the hidden Uchiha member, Shukuzu.
You know what's so funny?
Dummy.
I got invited to the Smosh event Friday.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot I got invited to it.
Yeah.
So I like. I
we
was,
played golf instead.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck. I have a bunch of shit going on. Like, I need to, like, I was like, and then just the whole day went haywire. And so I was like, maybe I just tell Danny to go as me. And I was like, what are they going to do? ID him at the door? Like, probably I had to sign an NDA. I know where Smosh headquarters is now. You'll never get it out of me. But I had to sign an NDA to, like, make sure I didn't tell anybody where, like, their place was. And I almost sent you because I was like, I can't make it. Just send Danny.
Yeah.
And I was like, go. I was going to tell you to go rub fucking elbows with Ian and Anthony, who are apparently big anime guys.
If I went disguising myself as you,
you could absolutely get away with playing me for like an afternoon.
I'd be so much more confident if I went in knowing that all the risk was on your, like, on your back.
Absolutely.
I'd just be like, hi, I'm Nick, I guess.
So I went to TwitchCon, and this was like basically after I had stopped doing
you've
Twitch.
Told this, yeah.
And I was just running around because I was like, if I get banned from Twitch, I don't give a shit. Like,
yeah.
So I was like,
yeah.
I had my name on everything. I was a partner, so getting to the partner, like areas, all that. And I had a guy with me who was cosplaying, basically. He's tall. He was cosplaying as Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah.
And so people are running around, they're like, Doc, we love you so much. Because the guy kind of looks like him.
Yeah.
He's like, Doc, we love you so much. People are taking photos. And so Nick Merckx and Tim the Tapman are up signing. And I'm like, I got to get Dr. Disrespect over to Tim, like all these guys.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a whole prank. He's about to get swarmed. I'm like, working my way up to like higher level associates until eventually the leader, the head of the con is like, Dr. Disrespect can't be here. Comes up to me, he's like, because he's banned, he can't be here, all this. And she sees him, she's like, oh, that's not Doc, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, so I just left and I gave my badge to some kid who was walking around, like he was like, mm-hmm. He was on Twitch, but he didn't have a partner badge. Yeah. So I was like, here, go hang out with the big Twitch star. So I just fucking threw it at him. I might be banned from Twitch. I genuinely don't know
or
care. That's
so funny. Yeah. I love that someone came up and they were like, he can't be here. This is a nightmare.
Dude.
They got their snipers posted.
Dude, they were literally like, Doc can't be here. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
That's so funny.
That's like, we're talking about a streaming service. Yeah, like, this is a con. Doc, he's banned. I don't even know what he's banned for. Like, I think he was banned because
I know nothing about him, honestly. I see like clips of him every now and then. He's like, yeah, Call of Duty kind of sucks. And I'm like, ooh, controversial guy. Dude, TikTok had like a creator summit recently, and that was
we didn't get invited.
We didn't get invited. I wouldn't have gone regardless. Fair. But it was like one of those things where I'm just like, I don't know. We should not all, I don't know. I hate whenever they try to pull away or I guess whenever they try to throw a blanket on top of the fact that we are all just like dumb people in their 30s and or teens yelling into a phone. Like, I hate when they're like, oh, come to our creator summit and be a professional.
You hate when they try to make like TikTok seem like a sophisticated place where it's not just like me getting thirst trap edits of Gojo.
I know. Well, because it's like there's too many TikTokers who like kind of take themselves
way
too seriously. And they like blow up on TikTok about like, you know, like actors. Like, I remember Billie Eilish got into some heat while you were gone this month.
Oh, because she was like, oh, there's all these TikTokers at
the VMAs. And it's like, yeah, that is weird.
I was so on Billie Eilish's side. I was like, they shouldn't be there.
That's what I mean. Like all these TikTokers, like, freaked out. They're like, we work hard. We deserve to get there.
No, you don't, Bryce Hall. You steal people's content. You're hot. Shut the fuck up.
I was like, that is also my job. And I acknowledge I do not work hard enough to deserve to be at the VMAs in touching distance of Billie Eilish.
The majority of the 1% or TikTokers are also the least talented people on the app. Like, it's like, oh, like who's the guy? Cobby Lane or whatever his name is. His entire job is to just be like, he like plays a clip and then he's like, here's a construction hat. And he's like the least talented dude on the fucking platform. Yeah. And it's like all of these people, it's like, I have so many friends whose entire fucking job is plays a clip. And then they're in like a construction vest and a helmet. And they're like,
I know.
And they go to the fucking Oscars.
Yeah.
And like, the least talented people are the people that TikTok's like, wow, look at this guy. He owns 3 construction vests.
I know.
Like, it's the guy like who opens the door. He's like, it's time to go skate today. And then it just plays clips of like people like falling at the skate park. And he's like, never mind. And he goes back in. And it's like, if I could just make that content. And those are the famous TikTokers. It's either you're hot or you steal other people's content or you just are a clip show.
Yeah.
And those are the famous TikTokers. So yeah, no fucking shit. We shouldn't be invited to things.
I know. It's just like, I'm busy. I like, and it is tough making content and constantly coming up with stuff, but like at no point am I ever just like, Yeah, you know, it goes like neuroscientist, coal miner, TikTok influencer.
Yeah. And it's so funny because that's such a discourse that happens. People are like, you don't understand how hard this job is. And I was like, I do. It's tough. It's tough to be creative. Not harder than 99% of jobs.
I will say there was like about like Twitch streamers. I forget who it was.
Twitch streaming is hard.
I'd never seen that guy before in my life. Twitch streaming is genuinely unbelievably difficult.
Live streaming is fucking hard. There's a reason neither of us do it. It sucks.
Live streaming is so hard if you're doing it like actually like professionally, like when you're like an 8 hour a day. Like I can't imagine
streaming for 8 hours a day. I'd rather go back into the workforce than stream 8 hours a day.
I'd 100% rather be working at like my local bakery like I used to than stream 8 hours a day.
I would do anything but stream 8 hours a day. It's awful.
You know what the thing is that people like don't realize? There's this huge discourse about it. I don't know what the streamer does. He could be a douchebag, like he could suck, who knows? But like, he was like, yeah, like streaming 8 hours a day is like harder than your average 9 to 5 was around the discourse. And I was like, I don't know if I'm like ready to die on either hill, but I will say what's funny about it is like so many people are like, this dude's so out of touch, this dude sucks.
Yeah.
The people who are saying that, here's what you can do to like really determine whether or not he's out of touch.
Try streaming for 8 hours.
Just stream once for 8 hours. Yeah. It's something anyone can do. Mm. Whereas that guy can't just like go up to Starbucks and be like, hey, can I just like work here spontaneously for a day and see what it's like?
Like, that's the thing, is it's about, I think the way that you fall onto it is like, how much effort are you putting into your stream? How much effort are you putting into 9 to 5? Like, that's, if you're like actually, like if you just play video games for 8 hours and don't look at your chat, like it's gonna be super easy. But if you're trying to make like events, you're trying to do reactions, you're trying to like talk to your chat, like all of this going on for 8 hours is exhausting.
That's the thing. It's like when I worked at a bakery, like I would have like 8 and 10 hour shifts, like frequently, like, you know, 5 days a week, like a job. And
how did I not know you worked at a bakery?
It was like when I was in college. And it
so much sense.
I worked in a bakery. I worked at a Tommy Hilfiger.
I could see you. Oh, that I could absolutely see. But I could see you working at a bakery and like a girl coming up. She's like, I don't know what to get. And you're like, you look like a cheddar bagel girl. And then you slap her butt and you go grab her one. Like, I could see you just being the zestiest little bread boy.
I just like am that person at the bakery. And then like the second I step out there, I'm like, oh fuck, I need a cig.
These fucking bread bitches.
But no, I like when I would work at the bakery, it's the thing about like your average minimum wage 9 to 5, like not talking about like being a scientist or like a doctor or something.
Let me tell you right now, 90% of being a scientist is very fucking easy. It is just assays.
When I was working my 9 to 5 jobs, you can like mentally check out so frequently.
Oh yeah.
The amount of blood people ingested in their bagels, because I was just fucking dicing myself accidentally. So
this is not the part where we tell everybody where Danny fucking worked at. You were just, how often were you just Wendy chopping your fingers off?
I have been so bad at every job I've ever had, except kind of you two. But like,
you don't want us in the workforce. That's the takeaway.
Yeah, 100%. This is the only thing I've ever almost been good at.
Yep.
But the amount of times I've just like fucked up a bagel and like should have been fired, and you just don't get fired. You just like can mentally check out when you're too tired and just barely do the job, and you still get to have the job.
Yeah.
With a lot of minimum wage
being
jobs.
Anything less than 100% on streams stressed me the fuck out.
That's what I mean. It's like, but when you're streaming, you have like, there is the pressure of being all there.
Yeah, you're performing. It's exactly that. So yeah, come see us at Comic Palooza. No idea how we got here. But yeah, if you want to see me and Danny live, it's going to be, it's going to be 9 total panels between the two of us. Danny will be reacting things. I'll be talking about anime and the such, and then we'll be doing 3 panels together. One of them, which will be a live broadcast. I don't know what the other two are going to be. We could react to something together.
Just chat. It'll be so easy to talk for an
hour.
That's
fair. Like, we'll literally just chat.
We'll come with games. We'll do a Q&A.
That works. Yeah. A tight hour Q&A.
Yeah.
But outside of that, a lot happened this week. Like, actually not a lot happened this week, but we do have 2 episodes of Soul Leveling.
If not a lot happened, you don't have to say
it. Yeah, listen. We're trying to get the, we're going to get hype momentum going.
Yeah.
lot happened. Two episodes of Solo Leveling to talk about because Danny had to get his boogers expanded last week.
I had a booger transplant.
Yeah, Danny had to get balloons shoved in his nose, and then they just like a clown just pumped him up until he heard cracking.
Yeah, they put balloons in my nose and then inflated the balloons because my sinuses were fucked. And I'm like looking at the dude who has like the gizmo in me, and I like just feel this immense pressure, and you hear like snap, crackle, and pop like cereal, and I'm like all drugged up on Valium.
Naturally.
And he's like, yep.
Got some great texts from Danny post-op.
I was like, yep, yeah. Or he was like, you hear that? And I was like, uh-huh. And he was like, yeah, that's your bones expanding. And I'm like, What do you mean? Yeah. And I never learned. I don't know what that was.
So are you better now? Like, are you?
I feel better. I feel a little better. What sucks is after the operation. Like, I got to rest a week. So, like, my throat felt better, but I was also, like, congested as a result of healing.
Yeah.
And this past week, I had to grind so hard on work. Mm-hmm. We're behind on our Patreon here.
Yes.
So we have to double up on Patreon. It's the end of the month, so I have to do my Patreon. I have, like, two sponsored videos, one from Street Fighter, one from Solo Leveling, that I, like, have to get done this week.
Yeah.
So, like...
Oh, by the way, I still have that Street Fighter...
Yeah, from Jose.
Collector's Edition. Yeah. I'm gonna claim it.
Yeah, it's yours.
I think I'm just gonna take it.
Play Street Fighter. It's awesome. I love that game.
I have it. I don't have a PS5, but I have the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the Collector's Edition of the game.
Of the game, so I might as well play it.
So I just had all this work I, like, had to get done. So, I don't know. I think I'm going to lay low, like, next week. Like, immediately after this, I'm going to take, like, the next 3 days to actually recoup my voice. Then we went out Friday. I had D&D for the first time in my life last night.
Until 3 a.m.
I was up until 3 a.m. with my fucking half-elf ranger and, like, nine
Danny,
people.
Danny decided to really break out of the norm and played a half-elf ranger as a white man. Ooh.
Rangers are cool.
Don't tell me you also put points into charisma so you could talk your way out of things.
No, I didn't, but I wish I did. Yeah. We played with like 8 people, I think, and one DM. So it was a lot of people. And me being like the person who like waits on the plane for everybody to exit the plane before I do.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
I like waited for everyone else to choose their class so I wasn't taking up anyone's spot.
You were like, oh, because so nobody else went Ranger.
Yeah, nobody else.
Yeah, probably everyone else wanted to have a fun playthrough. Everyone else wanted to like be creative.
I like Rangers. They're cool.
Yeah.
They're cool because you have to work to be creative. It's so easy to be a Ranger who does nothing. But I'm like... The moment I'm met, like when they meet me in like the fucking tavern, like very classic D&D setup, we all meet in this tavern. I'm just like going to town, mudding myself up, camouflaging into the booth. Yeah. Like I'm PETA from the Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you make it work.
Who for some reason got like an entire paint kit and was like, hey, how's the best way to hide paint now?
Yeah, Katniss just steps on his face. He's like, please,
help, Katniss.
Oh, this sucks. God, this sucks.
I was team Gale to the day I die. Yeah. So we have a couple of games that we're going to play today. One, we want to talk since it is week 11 out of 12 of this season, which means that next week is going to be the last week of winter 2024, which means spring is on the way. And spring is an absolutely massive anime season. So we're going to talk about oh my god, yeah, there's so much coming down the pipe. We'll talk about it. We'll get there. So me and Danny are going to go through all of the spring 2024 releases, look at the synopsis, look at the pictures, say whether or not we're going to binge it, check it out, or skip it.
Well, we can't binge them if they're coming
out. I know, but like we're like, oh, it's like three camps. So like
I'm just saying, like, oh, that's not one of the things we're going to say.
Neither agreed nor disagree. Strongly disagree. Is that what we want from me?
Binge it. Oh, in this context, almost implies we're not going to watch it.
At least
for like 6 months. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then we're going to talk. We have a...
Go on.
Can I help you? So then we have another game that is guess the mangaka by their health condition. So we have quotes
from...
Yeah, yeah, tasteful. we're really hammering home this whole Akira Toriyama is no longer with us
bit. It's a PSA. It's showing how horrible the mangaka conditions are.
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't hard to find these quotes, apparently.
Contribute funds to your local mangaka.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about Solo Leveling. Ooh. I've seen some Mashal. We got a little flashback.
Speaking of our PSA and contribute to your local mangaka, I think the Seven Seas be calling me because...
Oh, we're doing Sea of Thieves?
No.
God damn it.
We can. We could.
Fucking
that'd be fun.
Love that game.
But the High Seas Be Calling, because JJK Season 2 Blu-ray, like, scenes have leaked, and they're crazy. Mm-hmm. They add a bunch of scenes. They completely rework the Maharaga.
Are you saying you're going to pirate the Blu-ray?
Obviously not, FBI.
I wouldn't steal a car.
But I made a stance a while ago because fucking MAPPA has been utterly horrible to its workers.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is it wouldn't be morally corrupt for people to pirate JJK Season 2 Blu-ray,
because my god, the Maharaga versus Zugina fight looks insane.
It looks crazy. You watched it?
Yes.
It looks nuts. The only thing I don't like, they like changed Maharaga's look to be more consistent with the rest of the show. So he has more detail. What? She has more detail, but isn't glowing. Like before, she was like sheet white and kind of glowing, and it looked really cool. And now if you look, she looks like dimmer and looks like she fits into the show a little more.
Interesting.
And has more detail.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Yeah, when she comes out sometimes, it's like literally like a glowing angel.
Yeah, which was super cool. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of people, including myself, thought that like that episode looking different from every other episode was a stylistic choice.
Kind
of like, well, it wasn't clearly because they changed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was rushed.
You're not following.
No. I understand what you're saying, but it was rushed.
Well, so it looked stylistically different, like in the way that Naruto versus Sasuke, the first fight.
Yeah, when he like punches the pupils out of Sasuke's
face. Yeah, when he hits
the
pupils out of him,
yeah.
Looks different from the rest of the show. Like, it's a different art style.
Yeah.
I thought they were doing that for the Maharaga fight, because everything looks like a little not like every other episode. I was like, oh, that's cool. They're letting this director like really experiment, but no, it just was unfinished.
Yeah,
and so they're
Well, when it initially came out, they were like, like on Twitter, it came out that like this was only like 60% of what like the director wanted, and now we're seeing that it truly was. And everyone got on our dick about that. They were like, oh, you know, like they had plenty of time. It was still gorgeous. And I was like, I'm not saying it wasn't gorgeous. Yeah. I'm saying that like the director openly admitted the fact that like they were rushed, and so he only was able to do like 2/3 of the shit he wanted to do. Mm. And so like now with the Blu-ray coming out, I've seen the fight, and like it's like I'm gonna acquire the Blu-ray somehow. Like, I've only seen it, like, you know, through, like, a TikTok of a TikTok, right? Yeah. But it looks insane.
It looks crazy.
It looks all time.
They add a ton of stuff, which is crazy. I wonder how long the episode's going to be. Like, I wonder how much added
minutes. 3-4 minutes, I would say.
That's so sick. Yeah. Also, for those who don't want to pirate, and for those who don't want me endorsing piracy, eBay is also an ethical option. If you just buy stuff, it's like buying fur clothing from Goodwill is ethical because it was already purchased by someone. Like, you're not supporting the fur industry.
Nice.
So, so buying...
me and Dorothy acquired many fur coats secondhand in Europe. So,
nice. There
yes.
we go. Yeah. yeah. Like, buying things secondhand is an ethical way of obtaining things because it's not supporting
So all these blood
thing.
Diamonds I own because I got them on eBay were good?
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, I was the person who killed the people unless their goods were, you know, meant to be donated to eBay, but roundabout route.
And then you bought it on eBay?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm ethical. I'm not going to steal. Will I murder? Absolutely. But will I steal?
So yeah, I'll probably pick it up on eBay just to have the physical Blu-ray.
I don't even know how to pirate anime anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know how to pirate Blu-ray. I don't Kiss Anime? Question mark? Is that even a thing anymore?
I don't know.
I just started making money, and then I just like got Crunchyroll, and now
and then just started paying for
and
things.
And then everything's on fucking Crunchyroll. Yeah. Go Anime. The Zorro something was another one.
Yeah Zorro is something.
Zorro
what is that?
Anime? Something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, there were sites. I'm sure I could find them. Anyways, so what do you want to start with? Do you want to start with our game? Do you want to start with Solo Leveling?
Let's do Solo Leveling because this was so fucking cool.
It was a great episode. So we also didn't talk about episode 10.
Yeah.
But episode 10 wasn't nearly as good as episode 11.
No.
My notes for episode 10 are love a power up Montourage.
Montourage.
Yeah, absolutely. my literal biggest note from episode 10 is because it's a lot of them talking about Junho buying all the C rank gates. It's like them, you know, like going through C rank gates, and like Sungwoo and Junho are the only people like going in. And they kept, mind you, this is a manhwa, which means it's from Korea. The Korean won is not worth dick. It is, it's one Korean won is about $1 is about 1300 Korean won. So it's
Korean
won. I'm fucking, leave me alone. And so like in things like Squid Games and all of that, when they're offered like billions of dollars, it's like millions of dollars, but it's like the number has to be astronomically high. So they haven't changed any of the numbers. So it's like, Sungwoo was offered the building to Yunjin Construction and it's worth like 30 billion. Yeah. But they never say 30 billion won or 30 billion yen. So because they kept everything the same. It's like 10x.
Yeah.
Because yen's like 1 to 130 USD. Yeah. So it's about 10 times stronger than the won. So it's like everybody's just getting fucking paid now.
Like everyone's just like, yeah, I got my new Mercedes. Only 13 go bullion dollars.
Yeah, like, and you're just like, fucking what's going on? What is inflation looking like nowadays?
Jeez. Yeah, good note. I really have like no notes about episode 10. Mm-hmm. All of my hype got directly funneled into episode 11.
Yes.
It's so sick.
So how far have you read into the manhwa? Did you make it to the job?
The first volume is just like the puzzle.
I think he
makes
it to the lichens, like by the end of the first volume.
No, it's just the puzzle.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a puzzle. No, and then he's right, like in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I'm going to get so much pussy.
Level boy for me.
Yeah. So like, it's not even relevant for me to talk about the manhwa.
Gotcha.
But I will say, speaking of JJK, mm-hmm. which we were a bit ago, the director of the Chozo Yuji fight was the one who directed this, either the director or the animator.
That makes sense.
We all know all of my breaking news is like 30%
there's a sprinkle
accurate.
Of you're going to have to do some research on your own, yeah, but I will send you in the correct direction.
Never take what I say just at face value.
Did we ever confirm as to whether or not Cardi B's a rapist? Did we ever confirm?
You know what's funny? We kind of confirmed I was right about that, but I was dead wrong about the Bluey thing.
Mm.
Which, if I were to be wrong and right about anything,
I feel like it was the Bluey one we should have missed on.
Yeah. The Bluey one was a bit. It was a prank on me, apparently.
It was a prank on the one podcast below us on the anime rankings, just waiting for us to fucking slip up.
True.
Papa Bluey's not a cuck. There's an hour and a half episode about it.
What's it called? Yeah, research Cardi B if you'd like.
Cardi B, PP Touch, ?
But, the director or animation director or whatever, or the fucking guy who got tangerines for the crew from the Chozo Yuji fight, did this one.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense because this is the episode that convinced me.
Yeah.
Like, I am a big Solo Leveling fan, and then you brought up some very good points that, like, oh, you just liked it because it looks the same as it looks in the anime, which it does, and I really enjoy Solo Leveling, and I think the weakest part of Solo Leveling is until you get to the job change quest, like, him being like, oh, time to level, and then there's, like, once you start to get timelines of, like, Junho? I think it's Junho.
I never know.
Awful at Korean names.
I never say the protagonist's name because I think I'm wrong.
Sungwoo.
Because it sounds...
Jinwoo? Jinwoo Sung. Fuck, Jinwoo Sung.
There we go!
Yeah.
I keep thinking it's Sungwon or Sungwoo because it sounds like Sun Wukong.
Yeah, Jinwoo Sung.
Fuck.
Yeah, Korean names are not hard.
They're not just hard at all. Yeah, they're very easy. Yeah. I just like... It's just his because of the Sun Wukong thing.
Yeah.
They also, a lot of Korean names that I know, like, share a lot of, like...
Yes, there's a lot of,
what do you
like,
call that? Like, chunks, like...
Oh, like, last names. It's very... This is
a
like
lot
a bunch,
of syllables.
There's, like, a very, like, a lot of very common last names that, like, almost everybody shares.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of Park, a lot of Sun.
Yeah.
A lot of names that I know... are, like, a combination of those, which makes it tough to delineate.
Yeah.
It'd be like if I knew you, Nick Connor, and I also knew, like, Connor Johnson, and I also knew John
Connor
Nicholson.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God, I got to make sure all this is fucking in order.
Yeah, it's tough. So... Yeah. This is the episode that convinced me because, like, the like post job change quest is when the universe begins to expand in the manhwa. Mm. But what they've done with the anime thus far is that they're already expanding the universe, right? Yeah. So we're already seeing all these other guilds moving. We're already seeing the third expedition to Jeju Island, which you don't ever see like in the manhwa. Like, this is like the entirety of the job change quest when it's happening in the manhwa is just a one on one with Sunwoo, Jung,
with somebody. Just say MC.
I'm going to say MC. I can't get it today. And so it's like a one-on-one.
I'll look it up. How about that?
It's with him and Igris the Blood Red. And it's a really good fight in the manhwa. It's probably like it's established that it's his toughest fight. But kind of like in the same vein that JJK decided to make Maharaga versus Sukuna, like longer and more drawn out with like more like combat brought in, like in between the scenes that are depicted in the manhwa. Like this did a very good job of stretching the fight out in a way that didn't feel like they were like trying to take the pacing out of it.
Yeah.
And when they both drop their weapons and they just decide to duke it out, that was incredible. My thing though, now I'm in my head. Jinwoo's favorite move. And he does it against every single boss he's weaker than. Can you guess? He's done it against
every... Stab him in the eye?
Stab him in the goddamn eye. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah. And it's a good place to stab.
It's a great place to stab. Yeah. Super hard to guard. But fuck. Yeah. I have a thing with eyes. And I'm like, if anybody was
You don't like it.
Dude, if I was ever being tortured, I would give up all the information immediately. If I was an American soldier and like ISIS grabbed me, I'd be like, I'm on your side now.
Yeah.
Yay, team change. Yeah. So immediately. But like definitely the quickest way to get me squeal is get anywhere near my eyes. Yeah. The idea of even like losing an eye freaks me the fuck out. So just like, I hate seeing things get stabbed in the eye. Cause I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like every single time, it's just stab it. Like it's Cerberus. Cerberus, he just stabs in the eye like six times. I'm like, chill out.
I like how fucking like sloppy and goopy this eye stab was. Mm-hmm. Like he stabs the knight in the eye and it just like splurts all out. Like it keeps splurting out. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa. And then he tackles him and then he stabs him in the neck.
Yeah.
And it's all like, all over the night, like all the blood's all over the night. And the fight goes from being like stereotypical anime, like JJK on par, like hand to hand.
Yeah.
To this like grisly, desperate fight.
Yeah.
Where he's just trying to like get him between the armor slits.
I really want to hear what the American voice actor does with this episode, because the Japanese voice actor fucking killed it.
Yeah.
He's like, not deep enough. And then you see all the fatal strikes pop up and he uses like all of his like all of his fatal strikes to try and punch through. And that's incredible. I also love that they did the thing where they do an animation sometimes where they like it cuts all the texture out and they just become like white stringy lines.
Just a doodle.
Yeah. I love
it. Just unravels.
Yeah. It's like, I think they do it MHA a lot. It's like whenever like a strong punch is about to land, it's like they go like straight to doodles just to like convey the power of it all. And I thought that was awesome. I'm really excited to see what the English like voice actor does though, because after seeing him versus the squad killer group, I want to hear what that man does.
I know. I'm like so upset that like dubs don't come out alongside sub.
It's not that far behind.
Two weeks, yeah. Two
which is like pretty good for like, I feel like modern day anime. I usually feel like it's 6 weeks or so behind.
Pretty bad for a modern day anime podcast, though.
What do you mean?
Like that we have to wait.
Oh, yeah.
Like we have to watch the sub to be up to date.
So the guy, the voice actor for Jinwoo is a guy by the name of Alex Lee.
Wait. I also looked that up because I thought it was Jonah Scott for a bit.
Wait, no, this is, I don't know if this is, I don't think this is English. Oh, wait, no, he was born in LA. So yeah, no, he was born in Vietnam. So he has a crazy list of characters, actually. I think he is a voice actor he's Zenitsu.
Wow.
Yeah, so he is Jinwoo Sung.
Whoa.
He's Thorfinn. He's Ao Mibobi, who is from Classroom of the Elite. He's the main character of Classroom of the Elite.
What crazy range. He's Luke in Street Fighter.
I don't know what that means, but I believe you.
He's like the main character of Street Fighter VI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's Thorfinn. That's wild. I did not realize
also,
that.
If they ever make a Solo Leveling live action, this dude should have it.
Oh, yeah.
There's this photo of him holding the knife.
Mm-hmm.
Just looks like...
the guy. Like, it looks like Jinwoo.
Yeah, good call calling him the guy.
The guy, Jinwoo. I got it now. I'm locked in.
Also, fucking... who does he play in this? Deku is in this also.
Deku is in what?
In Solo Leveling.
Deku's in... Oh, like Deku's American voice actor?
Yeah.
Who is...
I don't know who he plays. Maybe he's the weird... I don't know. I don't know any of the characters, honestly.
He's very famous. Deku's English VA is super famous.
He's also Luck in Black Clover.
Who?
I didn't even know that.
Is Alex Lee?
No, Deku.
Got you. Oh, so you're just off on a tangent.
Yeah,
now.
I'm just all over the place.
Cool. But I thought it was a fucking incredible episode.
Great episode. I love the knight putting his sword down and then taking it to fists.
Yeah.
I love a knight.
Chivalry, baby.
I love a knight who punches.
Oh, yeah.
Like, put the sword down. Mm. All my favorite Four Honor executions are when they just, like, throw the sword down and just start boxing a dude.
My favorite Four Honor execution is the really big guy with the staff, and then he kills you by bumping his belly off you.
The big guy with the staff. And Nick's over here saying he's so good at Four Honor. Does he know the Shugoki?
The Japanese guy with the old...
Yeah, the Shugoki.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah. He just like, sometimes he's got that grab that snaps you. Yeah. It's super annoying. Yeah. Yeah, he's fucking impossible to go against. I hate fighting him.
This episode was so... Yeah, he has armor.
Yeah.
This episode was so sick. The thing I hate about watching the show is that it makes me want to play a video game instead of watching the show.
Gotcha.
Like, when he beat Egress and got a bunch of loot, I was like, this episode better end right now because I have to play Dragon's Dogma. Like, I just have to. Like, I can't be watching another man get loot for killing a boss.
And this has always been your complaint with video game-based anime.
Yeah, where why wouldn't I just play a video game?
It's like watching somebody else play an MMORPG, and you're like, I'm fucking bored out of my skull here.
Yeah, it is interesting because, so Solo Leveling has a video game coming out called Solo Leveling Arise.
Oh, yeah.
That I was paid to talk about and praise. Mm-hmm. However, I will say right now—
Does that extend to this podcast, or is this safe
No,
zone?
It doesn't safe extend zone. To this podcast. Podcast.
Nice.
That's why I'm saying this.
That's why we're talking about it right now without being paid.
I wouldn't bring it up if it extended because I'd be like, fuck that. Like, no chance. It does genuinely look fun.
I really love the idea of you, like, being sold, like, hey, $2,000 to advertise on your channel, right? $4,000 if you do it on your podcast as well. And you just don't run it past me. And they're like, today we're talking about Solo Leveling's new video game. And it's just like, you just whip out a computer and just like, we're doing a playthrough.
Well, like, today we're talking about Solo Leveling Arise. Did you know that it has cross promotion on PC and mobile? And you're like, oh, that's sick. Yo, do your Blue Locks come back? Yeah, speaking of blue, Solo Leveling Arise.
It's like the worst guest I've ever had. Just like, please.
But no, well, the thing is, too, about like that promotion is that I wouldn't, like, I've had so many games be like, make a video promoting this. Tons of games.
So
many games email me.
Everybody's just trying to get a piece of my time.
Will you relax?
Dragon Dogma just reached out to me with a reviewer code. Street Fighter. Solo Leveling Arise.
Go on.
That's all I know, actually. Those are the only ones you ever talked about.
Well, Dragon's Dogma just sent me a review copy.
Yeah.
That, like, has nothing to do with payment. Which I respect a lot more. Because
they were like, you're going to do it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's so weird that Solo Leveling was like, they reach out and they're like, oh, you know, here's X money. Talk about our game. Mm-hmm. Like, talk about the trailers, react to the trailers, do this and that and this, and be positive. And I wouldn't have done it because whenever they're like, be positive, like, that's a requirement, I'm like, fuck you. Like, no chance. I wouldn't have done it.
I can be bought. I can be bought.
I like simply can't, and I'll give you an example.
I gotta tell you about him.
I'll give you an example of proof I can't be is because so they reached out and they're like, you have to be positive about it, and I was like, fuck you, tell me to be that. Like, be confident enough in your game that you could just be like, react to this and you will probably like it. But I looked at the game and I was like, okay, this genuinely does look cool.
Yeah,
I would have like. I made the assessment that I would have been positive regardless.
Is it like a dungeon crawler, single-playing game? What is it?
It's like, I don't know.
Imagine it's like an MMORPG, and you're like, well, fuck it, I'm not, here I am, not solo leveling.
It's like, it's weird. It's a weird mix, because I just got, like, trailers and stuff to respond to, or to react to. You get to play other characters, and you're, like, running through the plot of the story. But you also get other characters.
So it's like Storm, but you have side quest missions.
No.
Okay.
It's like, I guess like Genshin a little.
Oh.
Like a little like that. Like, but a gotcha? There's a campaign. I don't know.
There's
like,
a campaign in Genshin.
Maybe it's a gotcha. I don't know what the method of getting the other characters are.
Gotcha.
But like the, But like it looks very fast. The graphics are like awesome for a game that's on PC and mobile. So like, I mean, it looks.
Genshin is.
Exactly. Mobile games have just been blowing me away with the graphics. But it looks cool, but like an example of when someone reached out to me and was like, can you react or like do an ad for this? And I looked at it and I was like, this sucks. This is not a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, they kept blowing me up. They kept harassing me for this thing that's like, it's called Real Shorts.
Okay.
And it like has, it's like essentially like an app that has like shows made for the app. Like a streaming service, kind of, but the shows are like a minute long each.
Interesting.
And I looked at the shows and I'm like,
it's kind of like TikTok in China. They have like mini C dramas that are like 8 minutes long. Yeah, it's very funny.
It's like that. And I was like, these are terrible. But I was like, but they're so bad, they're funny.
Yeah.
Like there's, you know, one of them is like, I shouldn't have married a billionaire or whatever. And it's like a show about like the billionaire being secretive, or it's like Lifetime drama nonsense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's one about like these people who can turn into wolves, but they live in like, it's like furry coated as hell.
Danny, are we trying to bring up Wolf's Rain again? Is that what we're trying to do?
No, Wolf's Rain is sick.
Okay.
It's like these people like can turn into wolves and they like, you know, live in packs. Like this girl has a dream that she gets her wolf and she wakes up and her brother is like, oh, got your wolf last night, did you? And she's like, oh, that keen smell of yours, eh, Alex?
Ew.
It's like gross as hell.
Ew.
And he's like, the leader of the pack's coming tonight. You sure you're gonna be cool around him? I know you have a crush. And she's like, shut up. Logan Wolf's blood would never with me. And it's like that shit. And so I was like, all right, let me try this. Because then I was like, I watch content that's like, this crazy Christian propaganda movie is homophobic as hell. Yeah. And I was like, let me pitch that to them. Where I'm like, this is the worst shit I've ever seen. Check it out. Yeah. And I sent them the script and they sent me like a note back and they're like, it's pronounced Real Short, not Real Shorts, but we love it. And I'm like, okay.
No way.
Yeah. So,
did you go through with it?
I haven't recorded it yet,
that's
but look
so
forward to that.
Fucking funny.
But I just want to tell that story as proof that I will either ignore an ad if the product is bad, or I'll be like, let me say this is a bad product.
I won't. I will say whatever you want me to, so long as the money is correct, I can be purchased.
I think that's fine, just as long as it's like, I mean, I am not like that just because I'm not a good enough actor.
Oh,
like
I'm
that,
a great actor.
That was the thing with the Solo Leveling thing where I was like,
and yet, boxing short film.
Oh my God.
Completely out of it.
There was one ad. I was so deep in ad with these people and like, I like signed the contract and everything. I forget what the game was called, but they were like, I want you to react to footage of our game. And I always kind of hate that. I'm like, send me the game and like,
yeah,
let me play it.
Like here's an 8 minute. Yeah. And you're just like, okay, it's gonna be way too fast. Yeah.
But they were like, and I looked up trailers for this game. I forget what it was, genuinely, but it was like a samurai game. And I looked up trailers for it, and I was like, oh, these trailers look good. Like, I'll react to this. I can react to it in a way. Is it
Naraka Blade Point?
No. Okay. I wish. Naraka is like,
it's kind of fun.
Naraka's reached out to me, and they were like, what's your price? And I was like, this. And then they ghosted me. And I was like, yeah. And then I reached back, and I was like, I'll do it for free, though. Naraka looks really fun.
It'll be lower if you want.
I was like, Naraka looks sick. Please,
yeah.
Like, pay
it's
me.
It's kind of fun, yeah.
It looks dope. But like it was some samurai game and the trailers looked good. And I was like, yeah, like I'm not a good enough actor to make a bad game look good. Mm-hmm. And I have integrity. And so I was like, I'll do this because it looks good. And then they sent me the assets and they looked so bad
that
I emailed back and I was like, my father died. I don't think I'll be able to put on a smile.
That's so funny.
I literally told them, I was like, my dad died. I can't do
this. Holy shit. Fuck, I wish you knew the name of the game.
I know, I can find it, I'm sure.
But I've been hit up by terrible games before. Usually they fall through before I even like get to film it, though. They'll be like, oh, we want you to react to our game, and then it like falls through completely. And I'm like, all right, I guess I simply won't.
I just can't do it. I like, especially because it's a reaction. Like, I can't look at crap and know, because then I have my second gaming channel where I want people to think my opinions are good.
That's
so
fair.
If the Solo Leveling game doesn't look at least fun,
yeah,
people are gonna be like, this dude fucking sucks. But I also make it clear that like it's a sponsored thing. And I used it as an excuse
to
talk about
to,
Solo
legally.
Leveling. Yeah, legally you do.
Yeah.
But it's just like, yeah.
All right. So do we want to get to our looking forward segment where you and me look at the spring 2024 anime and tell everybody what we think is gonna be worth watching and what isn't?
Yeah.
Cool. So if you go to my anime list, if you just literally Google spring 2024 anime, you should also pull this up because we're going to be looking at it together. Yes, this is a segment sponsored by both of us being on our phones. So there is a lot coming up this spring season. I'm not going to say that we talk about every single one of these, but I'm saying maybe like
the Christ.
Well, yeah, I mean, every season.
It's 20.
Every, yeah, I was going to say the first 20. Because it's the way that my anime list goes, it goes the least popular. Like the one that nobody's looking forward to is on the bottom, and then the one that everyone's looking forward to is on the top. So the first 20 should basically cover everything that we need. Oh, there's movies. There's a bunch of movies coming out. We should also talk about the movies. All right, we'll do the first 20. We'll do the first 20 anime, and then we'll talk about some of the movies.
You said I could get to this on my anime list.
Uh-huh.
How do I do that?
Just literally, there's just Google spring 2024 anime, and the first thing will be, oh, there's actually not that many. Like, we're not going to talk about all these, but there's not that many. There's also some big news coming out, like absolutely massive news for like ONAs and like movie wise.
Yeah.
There's a massive ONA announcement that's not going to mean anything to you.
To me?
Yeah, it's not going to mean anything to you, but it's going to mean a lot to people who like to watch big, strong men punch each other in anime form.
How could there be an Otaku's Anonymous announcement that doesn't mean anything to me?
You don't watch either of the shows, that's why.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we talk about it sometimes, but you don't watch either of the shows.
I see.
So I'm gonna get right into it.
Yeah.
So the number one most anticipated anime coming back for spring 2024, which I fully fucking understand, but I did not think we would see this.
I don't know what the hell this is.
Is this what your screen looks like?
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
So this is Konosuba coming back for a new season. This is season 3. We've been waiting on season 3 of the show for fucking years. I think season 2 might have came out in like 2017-ish. This is the funniest fucking animated television show ever created, and I love it more than most things in life.
I have no idea what Konosuba is.
So Konosuba is a story. It's an isekai, but yeah. It's an isekai about a kid who basically like he sees a guy, like a child in a crosswalk, and he goes to save the kid from the crosswalk who's about to get hit by a truck. And so he like wakes up and he's in the afterlife, right? And it's like this, you know, this mystical world where, you know, he's supposed to be like the MC and all that. But then it's revealed that the truck stopped before it hit the kid and he had a heart attack and he pooped himself. And then like he meets this woman, like this kind of god of the, like this, like passing between the universes. And her name's Aqua, and her job is to like help him transition to the next world. And she's like, you can choose one thing to come with you into this next world, to like help you out to become the hero that you want to be. And he chooses her. But she's incredibly useless. Mm. And so it's like, there's Megumi, who is, I have a lot of statues of all of these characters. Megumi's up there. Yep, I have Megumi. And Aqua, directly next to her.
I can't believe how many Megumis are in anime.
What do you mean? Oh, Megumin. It's Megumin, but she only knows one type of magic, and it's explosion magic. And so her whole thing is that she just like makes like nuclear size explosions, but then she passes out. And then they have a knight, like their tank, like they're like a party, and their tank is like a masochist. Yeah. So she loves pain, like she loves being hurt. And so it's really fucking funny. It's like piss your pants funny. Actually, low key. If I win today's game, that's what you're watching.
Konosuba
season 1. I'm not kidding, Danny. It's one of the funniest shows ever made.
Ugh.
So season 3 is coming back, which is huge. I'm so fucking excited. I'm gonna have to rewatch season 2 because I haven't watched it in a long time. Second most anticipated thing, less anticipated than Konosuba, according to my anime list, which is crazy. Demon Slayer. Hashira Training.
Demon Slayer is like on the down spike right now.
Kind of looking.
After season 3, and especially knowing that the next arc is just okay.
It's fine. It's a literal training arc.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hyped. We didn't rate Konosuba. I guess you're definitely going to watch it, and I've never heard of it.
Strong agree. We'll say love it.
Yeah.
We'll say love it. We'll try it. Skipping it, right?
Yeah. I guess I'll check it out. Demon Slayer, obviously going to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully I'll love it. I just love, even though season 3 wasn't like my favorite thing ever.
Season 3, the way we talk about season 3 is way too negative, I think. I think season 3 was good.
I will admit, I was so on the team of like, we don't need Inosuke and Zenitsu.
Yeah.
I miss them so much.
Oh yeah.
I like, the fact that they're coming back for this arc is why I'm like, I will just be happy to be with them again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Inosuke is my favorite character. He's like most people's, Zenitsu and Inosuke are most people's favorite characters. Like Deku is a great character, but I just don't think he's just so milquetoast. He can't carry the show by himself.
Talking about Tanjiro.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Tanjiro.
I thought you were like
the same character.
I thought you were comparing him to Deku. Like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, Inosuke's no Deku, but
yeah, I mean, they are the same character, but one of them has a sword. Deku's kind of doing like a character development arc thing right now in the manga, at least.
I love Inosuke. My only qualm with Demon Slayer, and especially Inosuke, is that anytime, because I love Inosuke, and I love to have tons of like merch and like statues and shit of Inosuke.
Yeah.
Do you not believe that I'm on my anime list? I saw you just peer over.
I was looking at the
I see the time. Okay. Yeah. Inosuke is just so visually bland.
Yes.
In his attacks. You know, he doesn't have like an element. He's got beast breathing. His character design's great. But like
he literally saws a guy's neck off.
What is that? Okay, look. Every statue of Inosuke, every art piece of Inosuke, all looks the same.
No, you're right.
It's so...
Because like with Rengoku, you can get flame breathing.
Yeah,
you know,
you get flame breathing. Boishiro. Like he's on top of the train that's exploding. Like we're talking about Nick statues. There, look, like Majin Vegeta. I can see 100 different Vegeta statues. Guaranteed, like at least a third of them are going to blow me away.
Yeah.
Inosuke statues... There's such little variety.
There's one really good one, but it's him standing on a big boar. You know, that's cool. Yeah.
It's just like tough. Like people send me like, or when people want to send me art and they're like, who's your favorite anime character? I like half of me wants to say Inosuke, but the other half of me is like, I want to pick something else because I know this is going to look like all the other Inosuke art that I've received.
Yeah.
Cause there's just, it's too hard of a prompt.
It's just because he's got one look. He's got one look and he's got one thing that he does. And that's like occasionally he like saws people's heads off.
Even Zenitsu, I know he only has like one attack, but you can get so creative with just the fact that he has lightning.
Yeah.
So
and like the lightning raising from his body. I have a really cool Zenitsu over in my other office. After that.
Slime?
This is crazy to me. Yeah. So slime isekai is coming back.
Yeah.
So two out of the three are isekais, but two out of the like, these are the two best isekais in existence right now.
Three out of four of these are isekais.
Holy shit.
Dude, people love this fucking slime one. I gotta watch this.
It's very good.
Yeah.
It's very good because it also turns the isekai trope on its head. One, because Rimuru is genderless, they can be shipped either way, and they kind of are rather consistently embroiled in like what would seem to be romantic intentions with both genders. Nice. Two, it's smarter than your average isekai. It's like, it's one, the political world building is really good.
There you go.
There's a really cool magic system. There's like a huge world that they're like, they invest in all of these different countries. So you understand the politics of all these individual countries. And it's like, is Rimuru trying to make a deal or a peace treaty with one of these countries, and then you become familiar with that country. So it's like a constantly expanding world.
In terms of that, because that is also the pitch people give for Mushoku Tensei.
Yes. It's Mushoku Tensei without the fact that he sexually assaults his 12-year-old cousin. Yeah.
If you strip away the fact that Mushoku Tensei is a tough moral watch,
yes,
how does it compare?
It's as good. It's as well animated. It's as well voice acted. It's as well built. It's as good as Mushoku Tensei. Without the fucking rape, without the weird incest rape. Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out then for sure.
Yeah.
So
those are all three excited. I'm going to be watching. It's the season three of Slime Isekai as well.
Mushoku Tensei part two coming out.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Full skip on that one. Don't even need to talk about it.
Yeah. My Hero. God,
are they coming? So that's what's crazy to me. So
is that we're now at My Hero?
So five entries in. So the way, like I said, the way that my anime list does it is that like people will say, I'm excited to see this. So for a little reference, Konosuba has 250,000 people who are like, oh, I want to see this. Demon Slayer is 210,000. Slime Isekai is 180. Mushoku Tensei is 161. My Hero Academia, seventh season, the most important season ever, like the height of the war in My Hero Academia, 154,000 people.
It's losing steam, I think, similar with like Demon Slayer. They're getting like pushed out by the
newer gens, which is like crazy,
but it's also, they don't need to be. It's not even a matter of like, oh, these other shows are newer.
Yeah,
they just, like, My Hero kind of has been dropping the ball like production value wise.
Last season was definitely the worst it's ever looked, but I'm so like, I guess I am a stickler for animation sometimes, but like if I love the story, I'm not a stickler for animation. Yeah. And I never realized the animation was bad in My Hero until like I went online and everyone was like, oh, the animation's way worse. And I'm like, it didn't feel that bad to me.
I know. It didn't like, I don't know. I remember all of the stuff so fondly, but I mean, the bar's definitely been raised.
Where are you? Are you caught up? Are you?
I'm caught up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, it's what's happening is good. It's way more interesting than season five.
Season five
was really boring.
Well, that's the thing is that it was the introduction of the villains playing a major role in My Hero Academia that kind of killed it, at least according to Horikoshi, where he was like, if I had spent like the entire story of just like the kids in the classroom, then like, oh, it probably would still be the number one most popular like manga on Earth. But like, because he felt the need to like build circumstances like, hey, these bad guys are going to create like they're trying to destroy the entire Japan. Like there's going to be a war. You know, that's what he feels like killed his own story. But I still think 150,000 people, like if you're this far in MHA,
it's still huge.
You're going to watch it, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's just, it sucks that all the discourse you ever hear about My Hero is that the manga looks better than the anime. That's all I ever hear.
I don't think so.
That's all anyone talks about now.
I don't think so at all.
Really?
The manga is very pretty at times, but
wait,
it's also,
you don't think that's the discourse or you don't think?
I don't,
you don't agree.
I've never heard that discourse. I've never heard people.
That's all I see on like TikTok and Reddit is really? Like. People are like, you know, comparing the screenshots and be like, man, Bones dropped the ball, this and that.
I mean, I do think that there has been like a shift in animation because My Hero Academia was like the peak of animation for a long time. And I think it's just like one advancements from other studios animation wise has like made what was really good animation 5-7 years ago now like okay animation. Yeah. Like if it's like, it's like the thing with like Baldur's Gate dropping and like all the other game studios being like, fucking please don't. Yeah. Like that can't be the standard. And it's like, it has to be. The ball always is going to move forward.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened with like JJK, and that's what happening with like Trigger doing a lot of really good work recently. Wit always being absolutely incredible. Like Ufotable putting out things like Fate. Like the ball is always going to roll towards better. And I think if you don't make that adjustment to make it look as good as other things look, it's gonna be compared, and then it's gonna be compared against its manga. The manga is pretty, but it's impossible to read when there's a fight.
Impossible. There's no clarity.
Currently, Deku is doing this thing where he's just like he's like diving through a bunch of fingers, and it's like I have no. It's like fucking. It's like he's like swimming through debris, and I have no idea what's going on. I know what's going on, but it's just fucking not great looking.
Yeah, that's tough.
So it's, I don't know. It's,
I mean, we'll watch it.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Excited
watch it.
For sure.
After that is a show that you will not know.
I've never heard of.
This is.
They also don't have them in like the English titles?
Yeah, well, they do if you click on it. This show is The Misfit of Demon King Academy 2, Part 2.
Okay.
Which is just, it's a story about a boy who everyone doubts, and then it gets revealed. He goes to this magic school, and because he doesn't look a certain way, everyone's like, oh, he doesn't have any magical power. Then it's revealed that he's the Demon King, and he's the strongest person anybody's ever seen. And mind you, there's 17 women who want his penis in them currently. It's just like, it's power scaler fetish bait. It's basically just like, oh, like, he's as strong as Goku. His heartbeat can kill people.
It's just a power
fantasy.
Sounds boring.
It's not great. Yeah. It's just like, it's, if I, like, I can't even judge because I ate that shit up when I was 16.
Yeah.
Like, I'm too old for it now.
Yeah.
So like, I can't look at that and be like, why is this being made? Because like, there was a time in my life when I loved the story of like overpowered MC with a harem because I was like emotionally stunted and I didn't have a girlfriend. You know,
yeah,
I was like, this is how I get it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to skip it.
No, I'm so sick of like OP protagonists. Like, solo leveling is like just barely on the verge of me not liking
and
it.
And that's
like
the weakest part about Solo Leveling.
Yeah,
is
exactly,
the fact that like Jinwoo's always like, I'm strong enough to get through this.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just like the fact that it's like more entertaining and there's maybe going to be like an exploration of how it affects his like mentality that keeps me with it. But if it was just like a steamroll and he's like if it was Sword Art Online, I wouldn't be into it.
Yeah, and that is, they're actually doing a much better job with that in this adaptation than they do in the manhwa, because they're building out the story around Jinwoo. Mm-hmm. So it's like in the manhwa, it's just Jinwoo getting stronger and stronger and stronger until eventually he's strong enough that now he can be embroiled in all these grand geopolitical things. But since they're setting those up earlier, like we're now getting attached to other characters. So it's like much better from a storytelling standpoint.
Yeah.
Surprisingly low on this list, coming in at 7, Kaiju number 8.
Yeah, that did surprise me.
Which I also think is another mandatory watch.
Yeah. No, for sure. Sorry. Sarah's guinea pig is dying.
We can put a timeout.
No, I also got... I fucked... Apple.
The guinea pig, that's why it's dying. Yeah.
Apple fucked me over because Sarah goes, Paddington... a quick little heads up. Paddington is absolutely on his way out of this realm. And so I go, oh no, what happened? While looking at you. Uh-huh. And I accidentally type, oh nice, what happened? And she goes, LOL, I know you hate them, but oh nice is crazy.
Fuck. Christ. She has two of them, right? Yeah, she got a fucking backup. Yeah, she got a backup one.
So... in hot water a bit. But anyway, it is crazy. So, it is crazy that kaiju number 8 is so low. No, I mean, especially below, but it's a new series. All of these others are established series already.
Yeah, these
none
are
of
all
these,
at least coming back for their third season
so in
kaiju
pretty,
number 8.
That's pretty impressive, especially considering under kaiju number 8 is a few other like season 2, season 5s.
Mm-hmm. I am so excited for kaiju number 8. It looks fantastic. Know, the trailers have done a great job of like showing A, how they're going to do it animation wise, and B, just like how good it looks.
Yeah. No, it does look insane.
What's insane to me is that I have, oh God, I have like, so I'm going to watch Konosuba, Demon Slayer, Slime Isekai, MHA, and this. So that's out the gate 5 animes I'm watching.
That's so funny because I really only have Demon Slayer and My Hero.
Yeah. I mean, because why would you jump into any of those anime in season 3?
You know
3?
What, though? The one I want to talk about on here the most. And
Date
I've been
Alive
dying,
5?
What is that?
You don't know Date Alive?
No, it looks sick.
Date Alive?
It looks so cool.
Date Alive is, God, I, oh, man.
I've been like,
I don't
Google imaging
down.
It.
I don't want to let you down.
Like, what, does it suck?
It's,
look at
no,
how
it's,
cool
no,
it looks.
No, it's really fucking good, all but right. It's also super horny. It is a fuck. Story. It's a story about a boy who basically, there's these like angels or like there's like these like super powerful women that keep coming down to the earth and destroying everything. And because these women keep coming down to the earth, like they have like earth has no way to deal with them. Oh. So it's revealed that this guy has the ability to, if he dates these women and makes them fall in love with them.
Oh, you told me about
and
this.
And kiss them. He can seal their powers. Oh. And so there's a bunch of really cool fights and they go on a lot of like really cute dates. Like so far as a romance anime goes, like, yes, it's absolutely a harem anime, but it's like, they go on a lot of really cute dates. He does technically go on a date with his sister at one point. And boy, oh boy, does he seal her power. But there's a girl. There's a girl. There's a girl with a gun and she's got a clock in her eye. And she was my sexual awakening.
God damn it.
And the main girl has a big old buster sword. And like, it, you know, with any harem anime, there's going to be a best girl, right? There's a girl that we're clearly meant to be like, oh, that's the one for him. And they have a cute relationship.
Yeah, yeah. I've watched Rosario and a Vampire.
Yeah. Rosario plus Vampire.
Plus Vampire,
come on.
Yeah.
And so it's basically just like, two like powerful like sailor girl like magical girls fighting, and then they're like, damn, we don't know if we can beat her, send out the A squad, and the A squad is him like taking her to a water park. So if Sarah leaves you for saying that you want her guinea pigs dead, it's a great way to like pad the emotional burden of being alone.
It'll be this and like a tub of ice cream
and they're on season 5. There's like 4 movies.
Yeah, clearly a lot of shit. It looks gorgeous. Looks low-key stunning.
I might check back in. I think I watched the first 3 seasons. I think I missed season 4.
That's
so
much.
I might check back in. It's kind of a fun watch.
Wow. Maybe I'll check it out because the poster's really selling me and all the Google images I've seen are also low-key selling me.
It's objectively a fun watch. It is horny, though.
Yeah, I bet. Here, let's take that break because I'm going to piss my brains out.
Go. I'll talk to chat. Hi, chat. Danny's saying he's going to go piss his brains out, but he's actually going to go apologize to his girl. All right. Post-piss break. Coming back. Democracy. That's what I've been saying.
Bloop.
Let's only do 10 here because I only really need to get to Yoru camp because that looks kind of awesome. So
I thought this was that one Crunchyroll show that's like maxing out my camping scale in another world or whatever.
So I never, ever in a million years would have watched those shows until I watched Delicious in Dungeon religiously this
Shut
season.
Up.
The anime season this season was weak as fuck. Don't even, first off, do you know who animates Delicious in Dungeon?
Who?
Trigger. trigger, and it like gets into some trigger madness at the end. Whoa. And it's really good.
Weird.
It's really good. And then just like reveal that like the girl they've been looking for like might be gone forever for like the entire, again, I'm like on an absolute, like I'm on my edge for episode 12. I'm so excited. So damn. Like you need to understand that like if it's like if I'm like so down for cooking anime nowadays. This is apparently Spice and Wolf Merchant meets the Wise Wolf.
Yeah, I know nothing about it.
I know nothing about this either. They're holding a bag of food. Oh, do they not do synopsises here?
No, not all of them do.
Sad.
Some of them do. But yeah, none of these others really look crazy to me. Black Butler.
This looks kind of cute. I like the look of the Spice and Wolf one. I just have so much going on.
Yeah, Black Butler season 4 is coming out. I'm going to be watching that for sure.
The Irregular at Magic High School is getting a third season?
I don't know what Windbreaker is, but it looks kind of high.
We're not blowing past this real quick.
What?
The Irregular at Magic High School is kind of like the Demon School one. It's like the Demon School one, right? But the difference is, like, it's like, oh, he doesn't have magic, and they're all like looking down on him, and I was like, boo, boo, boo. But his magic is guns. And so he just runs around and just shoots people. He's super fast, and he's way stronger than everybody else.
Sounds like Death the Kid.
Kind of. Yeah. Kind of. But he... It's like he has like an interest in this girl and they hook up in like episode 6 and he's just got a girlfriend. And it's like, it's so nice because it's like, wow, I don't have to do like the will they, won't they's. And it's like, it's like a boiled in romance plot line. And I'm like, I hate romance anime when they're like, oh, will they touch, will they want, and then they kiss on like episode 12. I want them to hook up episode 2 and then I want to see how their life is. That was my favorite thing about SAO growing up, is because Kirito and Asuna got together early, and then it's like the rest of the seasons it's like they're dating, and I'm like, hell yeah,
yeah,
continue this relationship.
We don't see a lot of dating in
you
anime
don't.
It's just sexual tension.
Yeah and I want the dating.
I could see that.
That's what I want.
I feel like we talked about it before where I was like, be cool if Sanji just like dated Nami.
Yeah.
Like, and that just, like, see how that develops rather than just thirsting the whole time.
Mm-hmm. For 1,200 episodes of just horn.
I'm looking up the Windbreaker trailer.
What is the Windbreaker?
I don't know. Look up Windbreaker. This looks neat.
Which one?
It's by Cloverworks. Why do I know that?
That does sound very familiar. Which one? Give me the Japanese name here.
Just look up. It's called Windbreaker in Japanese. It's
Hold
on
up.
My anime list.
Hold up. Go Loser Ranger.
Super low. Wildly low on the list.
It's way too low, but it looks like it's being animated by the people who do Kill la Kill.
Oh, crazy.
So it's YoStar Pictures.
Isn't that Trigger?
Was Trigger?
Yeah.
So Kill la Kill Animation Studio was Trigger. Okay. But the way that they set up the like photo looks exactly like Kill la Kill. Like the animation, the style, and everything looks exactly like Kill la Kill. Even the lettering. It's Sentai Dai Shikaku. It looks exactly like a Kill la Kill poster. So I don't know why they decided to. I mean, maybe it was they did it on accident. But for those of you who haven't heard of it's either Go Go Loser Ranger or called Ranger Rejects. This is essentially the boys meets the Sentai like theme. So Sentai is like Super Sentai, Power Rangers, fucking Moomin Rider, those kinds of things. So this is like the boys were like, oh, there's Power Rangers, but like they're like morally evil. So I'm going to read you the synopsis. 13 years ago, the nefarious monster army invaded Earth, but humanity's greatest protectors, the Dragon Keepers, defeated them in a single year. Every Sunday since, the monsters have been forced to act out humiliating defeat after defeat in front of the unsuspecting public. Determined to change this, a single monster, D, infiltrated the Ranger Force. With the help of the mysterious Ranger, Yumeko Suzukiri, D managed to seize one of the divine artifacts, the weapons capable of permanently killing the monster's immortal bodies. However, D's subsequent encounter with the Dragon Keepers led to his unfortunate end. So who will stop him now? So the entire thing is like, yeah, like monsters invaded Earth and like the Power Rangers defeated them. And now they're being forced into like, it's like basically like slave, like degeneration type thing. And they're trying to battle against the Rangers who are like riding off the high of this victory for like decades now. So I am so excited for this. This is absolutely number one on the list. The fact there's only 37,000 people who are looking forward to it breaks my heart.
I know it's super low, which is weird. Dandadan's not even on this. Oh, well, I don't know.
Dandadan doesn't come out till October. That's why.
also...
Oh, Windbreaker. That looks like Tokyo Revengers.
Oh my God, finally, Windbreaker.
I'm sorry.
Finally, Danny talks about something.
I saw Loser Reject Rangers and I want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm excited about Loser Rangers. Black Butler Season 4 is coming out. That's going to be hype for me specifically.
Oh yeah.
Windbreaker looks cool visually. And then finally, the only other one... Well, what is... Oh God, the Japanese name's so long. Mission Yozakura Family.
Yozakura San Shino Dai Sasuken?
Yeah.
Mission, I've never heard of this. Looks brand new.
Yeah.
High school student Tayo Asano has been socially inept ever since his family died in a car crash. Fucking rough. The only kid he can properly interact with is his childhood friend, Mutsumi Yuzakura, the head of the world's strongest family of spies. Matsumi's eldest brother, Koichiro Yuzakura, has been overprotective of her ever since he once rendered her severely injured. His love for Mutsumi is lethal, and Tayo is his next target. To survive, Tayo must marry Mutsumi and become a member of the Yuzakura family. Thrown headfirst into the chaos, Tayo begins his journey to become a powerful spy in order to protect his wife and uncover the dark secrets of her past in the Yuzakura family.
Could be cool.
Interesting. It kind of reminds me of this show from way back in the day where there was this guy who married this magical girl. I could not even tell you what it was called. This was back in the day when I used to just look up top 10 action romance
anime. That could honestly be the title. Just this guy that marries a magical girl.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, that might as well have been it. Okay, so enough about all those anime.
Wait, last thing.
Okay.
Bartender looks like just a sexy bartender going on adventures, and that I'm also hyped for purely for financial reasons.
Bartender, I think that's Kimi no Glass.
Yeah, Kimi no Glass, sick name. Glass of God. Bartender, Glass of God.
Hidden in the back streets of the Ginza district is Eden Hall, a lone bar operated by Ryu Sasakura, the prodigy bartender who is said to mix the most incredible cocktails anyone has ever tasted. However, not just anyone can find Eden Hall. Rather, it is Eden Hall that must find you. Customers of varying backgrounds, each plagued with their own troubles, wander into this bar. Nevertheless, Ryu always knows the ideal cocktail to console and guide each
distraught. It's like Nanny McPhee if she got you blitzed.
Do you know what it is? What it actually is? It's Death Parade.
I don't know it.
You don't know Death Parade?
No.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Haven't seen Death Parade?
No, what is Death Parade and how on earth could that be this?
Death Parade is a story about a bartender. It's two people who die, get sent down to essentially purgatory, and there's a bar there, and they have to play each other in bar games to see who goes to hell and who goes to heaven. So whoever wins goes to heaven, whoever loses go to hell, but not really. And so the bartender is supposed to be the judge of who goes to hell and who goes to heaven. And so there's, it's fantastic. It's animated super well. The soundtrack fucks. It is, it's that or Konosuba. Now if you lose, I don't know which to give you for homework.
Damn. Because well, won't lose.
You won't lose.
No, I'm not going to lose.
We won't run into this issue. Bartender does look cool, though.
Looks neat. Like I said, that's just one that I'm like, oh, this could be my next Skate the Infinity.
Man, anime posters are so fucking cool.
Yeah, it almost got me to watch Data Live 5.
Data Live, listen, another great start. Another great one. No, you wouldn't be able to react to it. It's so bad. Another
bad
cool poster.
Shows are good.
Another cool reacting. Poster is Kai to Ultime to Kamikakushi.
You're impressing nobody.
I speak Japanese. So it's a busty. Oh God. Oh God. First line of the synopsis here. Sumireko Ogawa is a busty bookstore clerk who wants to become a novelist after writing some success in her youth. When strange occurrences start cropping up around the city, she teams up with her flirtatious coworker, Ren Arashino, to look into them. But Ren is hiding a secret of her own. With the combined skills of the occult knowledge, what discover will they investigate?
You know what's weird? What discover?
That's exactly what it was
what
written.
What will they discover as
That's
they
how
investigate?
It was written. I don't
no,
know what you
wasn't.
Want.
You butchered it.
Did I? Did
what?
I fuck it?
You said, what discover will they investigate?
That's what it says.
It says, what will they discover as they investigate?
Oh, I was trying to get down to this O&A, man.
Yeah?
Trying to get down to these O&As. All right, so the first O&A, the big thing I wanted to talk about, this got announced a couple of days ago, Hanma Baki versus Kengan Ishura.
What is an O&A?
I don't know. I don't know how it's different from an OVA, but there's a lot of O&As, and there's one OVA. I think an O&A is like a mix between...
I almost dropped the thing.
I see that.
scared me.
So I think an ONA is a mix of two universes, and an OVA is like an extension of one universe.
Gotcha.
Because an OVA is usually like a non-canon extension episode to like clean up the ending of the anime. So this right here is Baki Hanma versus Kengan Ishura. So No, he's the master of the Nico style. I forget what his name is, actually, though. But these are the two biggest, like, MMA-style fight, like, fighting anime out there right now. It's Baki and it's Kengan Ashura. And they're very different. Like, one's about, like, people being hired by companies to, like, battle to see who, like, gets each other's company. It's, like, all, like, underdealings between, like, Procter & Gamble and Hefty. I think Hefty's owned by Procter & Gamble. But anyways, like, all of those underdealings are done through, like, underground fighting. And there's, like, a huge tournament going on right now in Kengan Ashura. And then Baki's kind of the same thing, but it's not tied into money. So this entire thing is going to be, like, a 20, 30-minute episode of it's going to be a whole movie. Crossover anime movie between Hanma Baki and Kengan Ashura, where I'm assuming the two of them are going to go toe-to-toe to see who wins in a fight.
What a fucking phenomenal idea.
Oh, right?
I can't believe I never thought of crossing over these fucking boxing anime.
Oh, yeah.
What a great idea.
Oh, it's a Power Scaler's wet dream.
God, that's awesome.
It's kind of, my thing is though, right?
It's awesome because it works to, like, you know, a Naruto One Piece crossover doesn't make sense because of the fucking worlds.
They crossover.
But like,
they just meet for, like, eating food. It was it's this blue-haired character that has, but it was like,
oh, the, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I forget his name.
I also forget, but yeah, I knew his name at one point, but fucking, like, crossovers like that don't work necessarily because the worlds are so weird.
Yeah.
Like, it literally has to be an isekai thing.
Yeah.
You could, like, with Baki and whatever the other, Kengan Ashura.
Yeah.
You could just be like,
Okito Oma is his name. I forget what his last name is.
You could literally just be like, this is happening in, Tokyo, like, a different country. Like,
yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're both Japan. Like, they could just bump into each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, like, but with these kinds of things, you can't have a winner. And that's always always the most annoying fucking part. It's like, you can't have a winner because then somebody's going to get upset. Yeah. So they're going to fight. They're going to duke it out. And then they'll be like, oh, good fight. And then some bigger bat's going to show up that they're going to beat.
I hate when there's a different villain. Like, when a villain shows up, they always do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman. It's a King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yep.
I will say, in King Kong versus Godzilla, Godzilla does objectively beat King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Which is hype.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
As he should.
Yeah.
Like, as he absolutely should. King Kong wouldn't stand a chance against Godzilla.
Everyone's like, oh, he's got thumbs. He can, like, climb up and rip his jaw off. But, like,
have you seen Godzilla Minus One?
No.
You haven't seen Godzilla Minus One?
No, I haven't.
What?
I'd like to. Yeah, I want to.
Even I have.
It just blew past me.
That's crazy.
I know.
Very good. But the Godzilla in that, like, his nuclear breath is, like, ridiculous.
Just a menace.
Oh, it's terrifying. He would just cut King Kong in half.
Anyway.
So everyone's looking forward to that a lot.
Oh, now mine's dead. What happened?
Internal temperature too high.
Oh, weird.
Oh, shit, okay. And then let's talk about movies, because there's two big movies. I am officially the biggest Bocchi the Rock fan on Earth. Yeah. I fucking love it. Because it's like, anytime there's a slow anime season, I go back and, like, I watch all the things that get elected for, like, you know, like, anime of the year kind of thing, if I haven't seen them. And so...
Is that recording?
I don't... Yes.
Cool.
And so Bocchi the Rock was the one that I missed. And I've loved the music that came out of the Bocchi the Rock for a long time, but I never, like, watched the show. And I'm watching it right now, and it's about, you know, like, an antisocial girl who, like finds friends through music. And the music fucking slaps.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's, like, J-rock. It's, like, girl band rock. It's so good. It's so hype. Ano Banundo, like, all these other ones. And
you're impressing nobody.
I'm so happy about it. And the movie's coming out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get caught up with the show. Then there's a movie coming out, which I'm absolutely going to go see. And then outside of that, there's a Blue Lock movie coming out.
Yeah, there is.
Episode Nagi.
I'm very excited about that. And I'm actually caught up on Blue Lock.
What do you mean actually caught up?
Like, caught up. I've been watching two episodes each month for the past year.
You've been doing Patreon for Blue Lock?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Guess what I'm doing now?
It's not Madoka Magica.
Do you want a hint?
Is it Wolves Rain?
No. No one. Who's paying for that?
I don't know. People. It's got to be popular. It's not.
It's recent. Last year.
Like, was it its first season last year?
I don't know. Out of four seasons, I have no idea. Yes, actually, probably like after Chainsaw Man. Immediately after. In fact, I would argue Chainsaw Man's success led to this one's downfall.
I don't know.
Hell's Paradise.
Hell's Paradise.
I love it.
People are begging for Hell's Paradise?
Yeah.
It's fun.
It was Spy Family.
Yep.
Because I'm not caught up on that.
Yeah.
Spy Family, Made in Abyss, Dr. Stone, Hell's Paradise.
Made an Abyss on that list is crazy.
Not even a comment. I get it recommended all the time.
Made an Abyss is fucked.
That's what I hear. That's what people like. That's why.
It's just kid torture, but
that's
it's
why
fun.
Madoka Magica did so well, because it's like fucked,
yeah,
but also really good.
Yeah.
And so that's the balance people like. But Hell's Paradise won by a landslide. I can't believe.
I mean, it's one of the most popular manga of the last 10 years.
It's awesome.
Oh, it's very
good. It's so fucking good. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe I didn't watch it when it came out.
It's just the colors. I think they fucked the color palette. It's a little muted. They made it look a little muted when the island's supposed to be like this vibrant, yeah, like Nirvana-esque island. And so it being more muted, I think, is what fucked with me a little bit. I enjoyed it, though.
It came out immediately after Chainsaw Man.
Yeah.
And I think...
I need to rewatch it.
I think people were like, this is not as good as that. The first episode was so fine. It's so whatever and slow. But, like, it's so good. I'm watching a dub. The dub's really good.
I didn't even, I could probably look into the dub because I watched the sub, but it was fine. But I just, like, feel like watching it through in dub will allow me to watch it A, faster, and B, is like, oh, new experience.
Yeah, it's the second time.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's awesome.
I love the manga.
Yeah, Blue Lock, I'm excited for. I fucking love Blue Lock.
And that is basically all I see. There's another Gintama movie coming out, but fucking...
Moving on to the game.
More Gintama. And that's it, so that's going to bring me and Danny to our game, which this week is guessing the mangaka by their health condition. And per usual, me and Danny are going to be having a little bit on the line here. So if I lose, Danny is going to assign me to watch Hazbin Hotel. And if Danny loses, I'm going to choose between Death Parade and Konosuba.
Yeah. On the spot, you will?
On the spot. Whatever feels right. That's okay.
You won't
have
to choose because you're going to lose.
I'm
going to
lose. All right. So me and Danny have 10 excerpts from mangakas talking about their health. And me and Danny are going to read these out. And then we're going to say, we're going to both guess what? We're both going to venture our guesses.
These are so fucked.
Oh, they're very fucked up. They're very fucked up. So we're both going to venture our guesses out like on three. And then we're going to click because it's blocked out to see which is what. Like, it's like a spoiler blocking. And we'll see who gets points. And whoever has more points by the end wins.
Okay, the first one. My shoulder hurts so bad. With how it's hurting, I'd rather not have a shoulder at all.
All right, I have an easy guess here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Togashi.
Interesting.
It's got to be Togashi. Hunter x Hunter.
Hirokoshi, My Hero Academia.
Motherfucker, really?
I'll say right now, there's no like strategy or skill that can help us win this. I was
because they're
makes
all
because
they're all in pain. I don't even know Horikoshi. I thought Horikoshi just like had to take mental breaks. I didn't know it was his shoulder as well.
This makes sense because My Hero is very detailed. I was thinking, what's really detailed? And I'm back on reading One Piece. And I'm like, I could see that killing a shoulder. And this dude's been going since the 80s. Mm-hmm. I can see him being like, I don't want this shoulder anymore. Yeah, I want an excuse out.
Like when I'm done with it, when he's done with it, just chop it off. All right. So it says.
Blank gets three hours of sleep at night and has to send his blood pressure to a doctor daily, stating an ideal blood pressure can't always be applied to everyone, and so there is no problem.
I think I know who this is because there's one person who would just chug through this and be like, "Get fucked."
Yeah, this is someone who's like gaslighting their doctor into being like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. A normal blood pressure can't be expected from everyone.
Yeah. All right.
High blood pressure.
Three.
Two.
One.
One.
Oda.
Oda. Oda.
Yeah, okay. See, that makes sense to me because Oda would be like, I'm not doing great. Fuck you. Like a lot of other like modern mangaka.
Just try and stop One Piece.
A lot of other modern mangaka would probably like take time away. And Oda's like, I only get 3 hours of sleep. My blood's fucked. Get over it.
God. All right. The next one. I thought I could finally take a break, after the series ended, or in parentheses. I'm going to do that again.
Okay.
I thought I could finally take a break after the series ended, but something was wrong. I went to the hospital, where it turned out I had a torn shoulder tendon and such, but I still felt like it was something different, and I just didn't feel right. I spent about half a year of feeling like this without knowing the cause, so I finally realized, oh, I feel lonely. Oh! What a twist! Oh, wow!
So it's got to be somebody whose series has ended at some point.
I have it.
I think I also know who it is.
Wow, brutal quote.
I think I also know who it is. Because I also know who would say this kind of thing.
Three, two, one. Naruto?
I was going to say Chainsaw Man. You're thinking Kishimoto? I think Fujimoto.
Because this makes me think he came back.
Well, but Fujimoto also finished Fire Punch and then started Chainsaw Man.
And
Tite Kubo! Fuck!
Who is that? Why do I know that? Bleach.
God damn it.
Fuck! That, I should have done Bleach.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Also, something Tite Kubo would
say. Kubo! Whoa! He pops out. He's like, hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody! I'm here to assuage my loneliness.
Damn, that makes so much sense.
Yep.
That's so profound. Well, all right. What is it? 1-1?
1-1,
like,
one, yep.
Like this is a game that can be won?
Absolutely.
All right. I relish the joy of being able to sit on the toilet or in the chair. The interesting thing about the body is that it won't poop when you're bedridden. This one's Chainsaw Man, for sure.
You think that's Fujimoto?
I do.
Fuck,
I shouldn't have given you
no, but no, I was the immediately when it was like, you won't poop when you're bedridden, I was like, that's Fujimoto.
All right, and...
3, 2, 1.
Togashi.
Togashi?
Yeah. Remind me who he is.
Hunter Hunter. And Yuyakusha.
That's not what I would have expected from this guy.
No.
That's a curveball.
And usually he's just complaining about how bad his back
hurts. Complain about your back.
Yeah.
Wow. What sad. A baby. Now it's always something new.
Oh, just kidding. Else do you have? This generation in their mental health issues.
This generation doesn't want to draw manga every week forever until they die.
401.
I know. God, what a brutal fucked industry.
Yeah, I know. It's awful.
After announcing a 1 month break to the serialization of their manga. So there's a hint.
Okay.
Even if I say I'm sick, it's not any serious illness. My mental health is completely fine, so I do not want to worry about it. I'm really sorry I'll have to keep you waiting. Once I come back, I'll do my best with the serialization.
A 1 month break?
We already did My Hero, huh? A 1 month Black Clover?
They don't do
fuck. We shouldn't be discussing.
Yeah, that's a good guess. A 1 month break.
Did you say that now to fuck me over?
I know, it's a great guess. Totally a really good guess. I'm gonna go. Okay, I think I have something.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Black Toriyama. Gege Akutami.
JJK. Took a 1 month break.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
he takes weeks off all the time. I do not remember a 1 month break, but I also have only been I've been up to date with the manga since like chapter 200. So.
It's so sad that a lot of these are like trying. I don't know. A lot of these are like making excuses why they need a 1 month break. Like they're so afraid of the backlash.
They should be.
Which sucks because they should be because it happens.
They should be.
I know it sucks. It's just like it sucks that it's like. Even if it's not a physical thing, I feel like a lot of them have to lie and say it is or push themselves until it is because fans are such fucking assholes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, where's Black Clover episode this?
Dude, like, that's what's happening with Black Clover right now. Like quarterly, that's when you were like, oh, Black Clover take 1 month off. And I was like, he was incredibly consistent, like week by week for like 400 weeks. And he was like, I need to go quarterly. And everyone was like, well, guess I'm not finishing the story. Yeah. And I was like, his entire family is dying.
It's like, relax. There's so much content. Mm. Like, even while we were talking about how much is coming out in spring alone, you're like, oh, there's 5 shows I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Like, relax. There's enough content that people can take breaks.
Yeah.
All right. It is getting inarguably harder every month to manage my time for the family, work, and myself. As I have started working on a new anime series, my health has been in decline, and I have been thinking about going on a long break for a long time. I might go on vacation soon enough.
New anime series? I think I have a guess.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Kishimoto. Chainsaw Man?
Murata?
Yusuke Murata. Who is that?
He is the creator of...
It's not Berserk.
I think it is.
No, it's not. That's, not Miyamoto, because that's... Naruto. It's not Yusuke Murata.
No, it's One Punch Man. That's what it is. Yeah. He's the animator for One Punch Man. He also does a lot of like other animations. But yeah, he's the
I don't know if mangaka are on here. Like, I don't know if Berserk will show up on here.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like, no, he took a lot of hiatuses. Next up, we said, I'm sorry to everyone who enjoys blank. The latest episode scheduled to be announced today has been postponed. My work didn't meet the deadline. I feel embarrassed as a professional.
So it's one episode.
That's been delayed.
We had a whole year of that.
We had a lot of that. But Gege Akutami was already set. And also that wouldn't be. See, what's confusing about this, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't apologize. It'd be one of those quotes that's like, "I'm not killing myself." Wink,
wink. Yeah, right around the corner.
Yeah.
This is also the work gets postponed because, like, a new episode gets postponed because. The mangaka was slow?
Latest episode scheduled to be announced today has been postponed.
I think I gotta go with. All right, I think I have one here.
1, 2, 3. Black Clover. 100.
Vinland Saga. That makes sense. A lot of hiatuses. Makoto Yukimura. I did not know that.
I wonder why it'd be his fault.
Because the anime and the manga are like kind of. No, we're still pretty far away from where the manga is, but I don't know. I've developed complications in my body due to stress. I was scared at first, but after seeing all the symptoms show up on every few months, I resigned myself to the fact that this is the kind of body I had. The most striking part to me was that I lost my sense of taste. No matter what I taste, everything would taste the same.
Dude, whatever this show is, wrap it up.
Yeah, he's like, my body is falling apart.
You're working so hard, you can't taste anymore. Yeah. Fucking, it's not worth it.
Yeah. Also, it's kind of like, sounds like Sarah's guinea pig, am I right?
Just not working anymore.
Wrap it up. This is a really long, like, blanked out one here. I don't even know if I have a...
Yeah, true. Oh, interesting.
I don't even know if I have one here. Also, these last couple ones, I haven't known the people.
Yeah, I guess. Who can't taste anymore?
It was
like really going through it.
I'm just gonna go 3, 2, 1.
Hunter.
Kishimoto. Oh,
Tokyo Ghoul, what?
The experience gave him the ideas. This experience gave him the ideas for ghouls not being able to taste. That's crazy.
It's an unwinnable game.
Mm-hmm. Second to last one. Or wait, no. No, okay. So second to last one. Most mangaka suffer from tendonitis, but not me. No doubt thanks to the way I hold my pencil. On the other hand, since I don't lean too much to draw, I suffer from terrible back pain. I use bands to straighten me out.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like, God damn it.
Yeah.
That's the one I would have said Togashi for. I feel like there's not any double entries here, right? I mean, we already had Togashi talking about how much he poops, right? We talk about his can't poop when you're bedridden.
All right, ready?
Fucking hardly, but I guess, yeah. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Hayao Miyazaki.
Toriyama. Fuck, it's Hajime Isayama. It's AOT.
I'm not even close to any of these.
No, I just...
There's no way to be.
Guessing manga because I haven't shown up yet.
Yeah.
God damn it.
There's no way to be. This is brutal.
All right, hold up. This one I think I might get.
Yeah.
All right. Blank schedule when drawing manga. 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. working. 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. sleeping. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. working. 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. lunch. 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. working. 11 p.m. to 12 p.m. dinner plus bathing.
This is absolutely brutal.
That's ridiculous. It's 3 hours of sleep.
Drawing manga.
Yep. When drawing manga. I have one. This is the tiebreaker if I get it too. 3, 2, 1, Miyazaki.
I just don't have anything. Kishimoto.
Fuck!
I almost did Kishimoto.
Me!
I was like, this should be Oda. There's no way this isn't Oda.
What do? We each have one.
It will benefit the pod, I think, if you do Hazbin Hotel. I think, but I can't be certain. But it is gigantic.
What do you mean it's gigantic?
It's gigantic. It's a gigantic show.
Like there's a lot to watch.
No, there's 8 episodes.
But it's like an hour long, like 8 hours?
Half hour. It's so short. I mean, it's popular.
I just don't want to, I feel like rock, paper, scissors.
Sure. Best two out of three?
Best two out of three?
Yeah, ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. We both tied on scissors. All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Both tied on paper. rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Nice. I went rock, you went scissors.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
We both tied on scissors.
Yeah, we tied on scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck.
I got paper. He got rock.
God damn it.
Oh.
It's down to the wire here. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck.
I got paper, baby. Hazbin Hotel.
God damn it.
I'm going to throw up. Let's wrap this shit up.
All right. Flashback.
Yeah. News. There is a Dragon Ball Z theme park, or I guess Dragon Ball theme park, being erected, and can you guess where?
Kobe?
Where is that?
It's in Japan?
Nope. The Dragon Ball capital of the world!
Washington, D.C.!
Saudi Arabia, baby!
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, no!
The world's first and only Dragon Ball theme park, Saudi Arabia. Let's go.
I'm not entirely sure what to do with that.
Let's get it, baby.
Oh, the boys' trip to Dubai?
They released a...
They're just doing shit over there.
They released a trailer for it.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, a theme park unlike any you've ever seen. And it's all CGI. What does this theme park look like?
Yeah, it's not built yet, so...
But build it first. Why are you advertising this thing that's not built?
That's fair. Like, what am I going to buy tickets 4 years in advance?
Yeah. What am I, like, getting hyped about a fucking amusement park that doesn't exist?
Let me buy tickets for 2029. Fucking, I know. Who knows, like, what will happen to Dubai in the next 5 years?
It just looks utterly fucking nonsense. Yeah. Like, because it's, like, an entire city and also Kami Tower is, like, the main attraction. And I'm like, what part of this is actually getting built?
Yeah. They also, there was like a year ago, they announced they're building like this building that's like, look, they're calling it like the wall or something. And it's like a mega structure that's like 100 miles. They just be fucking announcing shit over there. Yeah. And like, I was just like, when it's built, I'll see it.
Dubai was like, we're building a building that can hold a billion people. Yeah, and you're like, what?
All right. I don't think we need that. So yeah, it's fucking
when do they shoot that into space?
Yeah. Whatever.
Just one day rockets.
Generation ship. See you later. My flashback is that Apothecary Diaries is getting season 2 in 2025.
Do you care?
It's good. It's for the girls and the gays. It's for the girls and the gays.
Did you watch it?
No.
But they'll enjoy it. Frieren's also getting a season 2.
That I knew already. I did watch. That's nice. Very good. But Apothecary Diary, enjoy.
Very cool. Do you have a best boy?
I do have a best boy. You want to know my best boy?
Yeah.
Danny's loose pants.
Today?
Danny changed up his style, ladies and gentlemen. Danny spent, how long have you been in L.A.?
A year and a half.
It took about Danny a year and a half for LA to seep into him, but Danny is now officially, I'd say about 40% of the way down his road to becoming an LA socialite because he is wearing loose cargo pants today, ladies and gentlemen. So
I'm having the most, he noticed moment right
now. Yes, I am.
Because I bought these pants yesterday. They're not cargo pants.
Well, they got pockets on the side.
They got pockets on the side.
That's
for sure.
Congratulations. That's
they're
cargo.
Like green. They're like olivey. Yeah. And I put them on and I was like, you won't notice, but I've been frequenting Cotton On and I love it.
You know what I didn't notice?
What?
Fruits in your sleeves. You know what I didn't notice? Yeah, stylistic upgrades.
I forget. I was driving like to the pod one day. Like, I think it was our first pod post your break in Europe.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I used to do bits.
Yeah.
Like, completely forgot that I used to do that. So I got to bring those back.
This is your best bit yet?
Yeah.
I love that. Your balls are breathing. That's a great bit.
It's nice. They feel and look good.
Is it not incredible?
I'm kind of dressed like Kim Possible right now.
I frequently find myself in that exact situation.
Yeah.
Yes. I own two pairs of green cargo pants, and I'm like, oh, whoopsie, Kim Possible.
Yeah. My best boy is a manga called No Gun Life. Do you know it?
Nope.
Look it up.
No up right gun now. Life.
No gun life.
I feel like this is...
Look it up on Google Images and then describe what you see.
I feel like this is what Republicans think, like, Hillary Clinton being president would be like. Is it... Okay. Is this...
Describe.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure? I'm seeing a boy. A boy who has what appears to be a stand, and that stand... Oh, okay. No. All right. So I got the only one with pictures of humans... But there's the cover for episode one or like chapter one appears to be a Warframe, but instead of a regular helmet, it's a revolver for a face, great chin, and also gun hand.
Yeah, I'll tag in here. It's a man with a gun for a face and also guns for hands. And he is like a noir detective in the future in which like, you know, body modifications have become like normal. And he, I guess, was like a weapon soldier, like a war slave.
Yeah.
Who was turned into this as a result of a war.
There's an anime.
There is an anime. I read the first volume of the manga. It was sent to me by a viewer.
Okay.
And it is not good, but in concept... It's really funny, and I love the design of the guy.
Wait. I think, no. Didn't something like this get in anime, and you watched the first episode, and you hated it? What was that thing where you were, like, super hyped? You were super hyped for this anime that came out, and you're like, oh, the animation was really bad. What was that?
The Witch and the Beast one?
I think it might have been something like
that's
that.
That's not this.
I'm going to be real with you. Yeah. This art style looks sick as fuck.
The art's so good. He's a big revolver that smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool. The manga's art is amazing. It's really good. The writing is so nothing to remember.
Gotcha.
What's really funny is he's got a big revolver trigger on the back of his head. And it's like, he keeps
seems
being like
the wrong place.
He keeps being like at one point somebody like grabs it and they're like, ha, we know this is your weakness. Like they're treating it like a Saiyan's tail.
Yeah.
And he like rips them off of him. And he's like constantly like, nobody touches my traitor.
No, nobody touches. You don't want to see me blow.
Yeah, so we haven't seen him get his trigger pulled.
The art style, like for the cover arts, it's just like a bunch of like scantily clad women with like gun arms, and it's doing something for me in a big way.
It's a bit of that. It's for sure a bit of that.
It's definitely doing something for me. This looks kind of fucking metal.
It's so cool. It's so like Chainsaw Man before Chainsaw Man.
Apparently it got 2 seasons. Whoa. No Guns Life, complete season 2. Yeah, it's a TV show that started in 2019, and apparently it's still coming out.
Wow.
Maybe we watch that.
Yeah, maybe. That's so recent.
Fuck, wait, I have to watch Hazbin Hotel.
Yeah, you do.
God damn it.
I gotta watch one of these like boxing anime you're always talking about too.
I would recommend Kengan Ashura. It's better. Okay. All right. Outside of that, that's it. Oh no, now this is the part of the show where me and Danny poll our live audience for a love letter, which is the part of the show where a person watching our show gets to ask us a question and we answer it live. So if you guys ever want to be a part of something like that, please become a member over on YouTube members or Patreon. Doesn't really matter either way. And not only will you get to watch the show live, but you will also get 2 additional hours of me and Danny a month. And we're actually going to be doubling that this month because me and Danny missed it last month, which means we're doing 2 2-hour episodes as opposed to 2 1-hour episodes. So if you want to meet, if you want to watch me and Danny,
if you want to meet us,
if you want to meet us, well, come to Comic Palooza, which is another great plug. Woo. But also, if you want more of me and Danny time and you want to watch us stomp some bugs, that's what we're doing this month. We're doing a lot of Helldivers. So, yeah.
Sorry, Danny? I'm trying to like buy Kengan Ashura manga now because you got me wanting to get into this.
Just watch it.
I know. The manga looks cool.
And manga is cool.
The show looks ugly.
It's CGI, but it's like Beastars level CGI. It's like ridiculously impressive CGI.
It helps that they're animals, though, with Beastars.
I think,
like, that's why it works.
It straight up doesn't. I hate CGI. Kengan Ashura, I do not mind at all. Okay. It's like it's on par with what was fucking Vash? Trigun Stampede.
So Stank asks, in light of the Maharaga extended cut, which other fight from JJK season 2 do you wish got the extension treatment?
So I feel like a lot of the fights in like the Shibuya incident were sufficiently long.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we were going to get one thing that was extended, like I could say like Chozo versus Kenjaku and Chozo's shooting all the blood at like Kenjaku while he's flying around. Yeah. I thought that was a cool moment. But really, if I was like, oh, in all of season 2, one fight that could be extended, Gojo versus Toji.
Yeah, that's
Gojo versus Toji is a couple of really cool moments, but it's kind of a disjointed thing, right? Yeah. Because it's like there's the big blue that sweeps everything up, and then like Toji appears behind him and stabs him, and then he's down. And then like later on in the fight, it's just like the Honored One pose, and then Toji can't reflect to purple.
Yeah, I feel that.
The only way you could really extend it, though, because it's not long in the manga, is like you'd have to take a ton of artistic, like you'd have to go super artsy with it. You're just like, this is an entirely new representation of what the fight is. Yeah. But the problem with that is if you make that fight longer, if you make Gojo like stand a chance against Toji,
it removes
the
point.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like Gojo now stood a better chance against Toji. It doesn't show his intellect and how well he planned for that fight. So like, I'm like, oh, I would love to see Gojo and Toji go at it pre-Gojo's awakening longer. But at the same time, I feel like it takes away from the point of that fight.
You know, it's a fight that was long enough but I wasn't satisfied with.
Okay.
I would love a reworking of Megumi versus Tojo. I didn't like that fight of Toji. Yeah. I don't like that fight that much.
I loved that fight. Him poking all the rabbits, Nue, like nuking an entire floor and Toji jumping out.
I don't know. For some reason, it's just like, those are two of my favorite characters of the show. And I was like, oh fuck, they're going up against each other. And it not being in the top 10 of the season's fights, or like not top 5 of the season's fights, lets me down.
I also feel like I could probably go with Yuji versus Mahito. Like, I understand that Yuji versus Mahito is like 2 full episodes, but a lot of it is like Mahito like building giant fleshy walls and those kinds of things. And I think the strongest moments of those fights are times where like either Mahito is in his perfect form, he's beating Yuji down, or when Yuji has Mahito up against the wall and he's just absolutely blitzing him, all of which was animated by 1 16-year-old, mind
you. It's tough because Yuji has so, like, just doesn't have any interesting powers.
No, he's got his, like, delayed punch and that's it.
Yeah, so you put him up against someone who's interesting and it just has to be him dodging the interesting shit.
That's
the thing. Whereas, like, you put the Chozo Yuji fight works because he traps Chozo in a fucking bathroom and it's just a beatdown.
Yeah, it's literally just
an Irish brawl.
Yeah.
But, like, you put Chozo up against, like, Megumi, now you have an interesting fight.
Yeah.
Like, power versus power.
That's fair. Cool. That's all we got, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for watching another episode of Otaku's Anonymous. We appreciate you guys being here. We appreciate you guys getting us to the second biggest anime podcast on Earth. And yes, we are currently in talks with a certain orange anime provider to possibly become the official sponsor of the podcast. I've been working in silence in the background. Can you take a guess?
Naruto.
Yes, absolutely. Naruto is who it is. Make sure you guys, if you want to come see me and Danny live and in person, Comic Palooza in Houston, May 24th to the 26th. We're going to be plugging it every episode up until we get to there because we want you guys there. We don't want to be giving panels to empty rooms. That's a bit weird. And me and Danny are going to be three panels together and then three panels individually. So if you want to see Danny react to something or me talk about Naruto or Hunter x Hunter or how to be a successful YouTuber, please come on down to Houston. We'd love to see you guys there. We'll be hanging out the entire time. We're not weird. We like to see, like, spend time with our fans and all that. So if you guys want to, you know, get a bite with us or something like that, we'd be more than down. But I've been NC Hammer 23, also known as the Weeb Commander.
I've been Danny Mata. Just Danny Mata.
Just Danny Mata.
Just him.
Cool.
And I'm just him.
And we appreciate you guys so much. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.